Title of this one is Crossless Christianity. There's a lot of it about. Crossless Christianity, that is. No condemnation, it's a fact. No one in their right mind wants to be crucified. But what if it's already happened, like over 2,000 years ago? It's just that you haven't appropriated it yet. You've had that check on the wall for decades, but you've never cashed it in. Won the lottery, millions, never cashed. You're incredulous. No one would do that, but Christians do it all the time. They come up to the line of the deeper life, the crucified life, and they turn back. Right when they were going to come into the promised land, the land of promises, where everything is yes and amen in Christ. Funny that. The enemy creeps up and whispers, the price is too high. You won't like it. It'll hurt. Everything you love will be taken away from you. You'll live alone, in poverty, grabbing about. Father of lies. But you listened, again. He turned you back, again, just as you had your foot on that mountain. He doesn't have to change the message, it works every time. Did God really say? Now you aren't sure. Now doubt creeps in, unbelief trots along behind. He breathes a sigh of relief. You were very nearly signed up to be a disciple then, but he's prevented you once again. Hell is no match for a saint on their knees. He knows that. He won't go into the throne room where the Father is waiting to welcome you. Better luck next time, eh? Better luck next time. Oh, that is, if there is a next time.